We last saw our next guest on the big screen before lockdown alongside Barry Keoghan in the powerful and British Irish movie, as British? Brilliant Irish movie, Cam Brilliant. With Horses. She's now been announced as one of the judges of the 2020 Virgin Media Discover Short Film Competition in the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. Welcome to the show, all the way from London, Niamh Alagar. Good morning.
Yay! Welcome to the madness.
Welcome to you.
Listen, brilliant news for you. Up for a newcomer prize. How are we feeling?
Yeah. That's great news. It was great news for a Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, delighted. The newcomer, up and coming, constantly up and coming. We'll get there.
Yeah, yeah. Most promising newcomer. So do you know who else is in the category?
Who's your competition?
Yes. Oh, there's quite a few. There was a movie that came out this year actually called Rocks, and actually all three of the actresses are up for it, and they're amazing. They're incredible.
Right. Okay.
How dare they?
How? No.
What a liberty!
Yeah, it's okay.
What a liberty!
And when does this actually take place? When is the award given out?
So it's actually been pushed to February this year. So the BIFF is pushed to February. It's usually it was a bit later on in the year, but they've pushed it because of COVID.
And the BIFFA, the British Independent Film Awards. Yeah, good old BIFFA. And listen, I think, I was saying to you off air there, Cam with Horses, and you starred as Ursula. There was some amazing scenes. It was a grueling script. It's a great movie. It's well worth watching. But it was a tough role as well. But you're absolutely brilliant in it, I have to say.
Thanks very much. Aww. It was a great script. Colin Barrett. It was based off of his short story, Cam with Horses. And then Joe Murtha developed it into the screenplay it is now. And yeah, it was a really lovely film to be involved in. We shot it in Kilkee and in Galway.
With Barry.
Barry Keoghan. Barry.
Yeah. Bell Barry.
Yeah.
And it is available on Netflix, so you can watch it right now. And if you haven't seen it, I absolutely recommend it. Not just for an Irish movie, but just for a great movie. It really is. It's a great movie. And then, of course, you received the award on our award. The IFT is you received an award virtually from Pierce Brosnan. That must have been exciting.
So jealous.
I did.
Yeah.
Bond himself.
Love Pierce. Yeah.
Let's bring you back to that moment.
I am delighted tonight to announce the Irish Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in a Film. These great female performances represent the beating heart of their films, giving life to the characters and the storylines. And the IFTA goes to Niamh Alagar.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
What a lovely moment.
Congratulations.
Oh my god!
Did that bring it all back?
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Mad.
And at that moment,
in the production office.
Yeah. Did you jump around? Were you screaming? Were you shouting when you got that award?
Yeah, but I was by myself. No, well, I wasn't. I was there with one of the other cast members. I was working on a show at the moment, so I was. They had like rigged up the production office and they put like a backdrop on it because otherwise it was just mess in the background, and I was there.
Yes.
One of the producers, one of the directors. But yeah, they got pizza. We got pizza. And
Good. Actually, I'm glad you celebrated.
Probably better because I got to eat.
Yeah. Exactly. And not stuck in some dress that you can't move in.
No. Good old pizza. No.
So fill us in. So you're now a judge on Virgin Media Discover Short Film Competition, which John Connors won last year. And so how can people get involved? Just give us a bit of background.
Right, so this year the Virgin Media Short Film Competition is running a competition that ends, the closing date is the 30th of November, and we're basically looking for kind of fresh and fearless short film scripts that will be submitted into the competition, and we have myself, Lenny Abrams, and Lisa McGee, Grainne Humphreys as judges this year. So 10 scripts will be picked and they will be developed into... Like their scripts will then be developed, and then two will be picked out of that to be funded into short films.
Mm.
An opportunity!
It's a great year, and they're focusing on diversity and inclusion as their main focus this year. And So looking yes. for diverse tales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, just on lockdown, how are you getting on? I mean, are you doing auditions on Zoom, or how are you going about your trade?
Well, I'm very fortunate enough to be back to work. Mm. So we're now filming under the new COVID guidelines. So we get tested 3 times a week.
Three times a week?
Yeah. I think I've lost childhood memories with the amount of times I've been swabbed up and down my nose.
So wow.
There's a lot of swabbing going on.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
awful, isn't it? It's not pleasant.
It isn't. No, it's 20 seconds of your life. You know what I mean?
But it's like, what was that?
But it means that we all, what was yeah. that? Very invasive. A little bit invasive.
Very invasive.
Keeping everyone safe and, you know.
Exactly.
Like, I'm fortunate enough that I don't have to wear a face mask between filming, as in, like, when we're on camera. So it's like that tiny little micro moment of not wearing a mask. But other than that, we mask up and all the crew.
I know. And it's only when you look around, you see the crew. You're reminded.
Yeah, because like, you've just seen eyes. And you're constantly getting reminded as to how we use facial expressions to express if something is going well or not.
Yeah.
I wonder if drama schools at the moment are teaching up-and-coming actors how to act with a mask, you know, just to do the eyes.
It's all in
just
the eyes.
They're doing like a Tom Hardy Bane on it.
Yeah. Mm. And what about...
The eyes of the window.
Can you tell us what you're actually... what you're doing? What is it? A movie? Is it a TV show?
Secret.
Is it a secret?
No, it's not actually. Oh no, because it was announced. So it's a new 4-part drama for Channel 4 called My Name Is Lizzie, that is based around the Rachel Nichelle murder that took place back in '92, and there was a honey trap that was put in place in order to find the killer, and I played the lead detective in that. So
very good.
Lead detective.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God, how exciting. Yeah. This is right up my street. When will this be on the telly, please, so I can put it in my diary?
I'm hoping like this time next year. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you know what I mean? We get told last minute about everything.
How far into production are you?
So we have just hit the 3/4 mark of filming. So we have another three to 4 weeks to go. So,
okay, brilliant.
But all going great, and yeah, we've got a great crew.
Okay, with all our guests, we like to ask you the last 5 questions you'll ever be asked.
We're going
to
very serious,
stuff. We're going to take a little track, and we're going to come back to you, Niamh, and just remind everybody as well: up and coming movies, directors, writers, screenwriters. Go to Virgin Media.
Everybody.
virginmedia.ie/discovers, and you'll get all the details of the Virgin Media Discovers Short Film Competition. It's in the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. It could be the start of a glittering career.